About 20 community members gather around four plastic tables at the Roselands Neighborhood Center. They're looking at a map of the city of Santa Rosa and writing a wish list for their neighborhood on Post-it notes.
Menos camiones de tacos.
No, más.
Más.
One person writes that they want restrictions on the number of taco trucks in the neighborhood. Another person writes that there should be more taco trucks. Santa Rosa City Planner Andy Gustafson says that he will reference these notes while writing the city's next general plan.
Well, it is the constitution of the city. It frames how decisions about development are made today and in the future. It tends to live in the background, but on a day-to-day basis, city council, city agencies, their decisions about city improvements, how we roll out programs, how we guide development from private parties, is guided by the general plan.
This is the first time Roseland residents have been able to give their feedback since the neighborhood was annexed into the city of Santa Rosa in 2017.
We now get to look at really mundane but important things like, are the sidewalks connected? Do we have the right infrastructure? Are there retail social services here to support the population? I think we're going to be in a position to look at making the annexation a reality that benefits the community as a whole.
There are at least a dozen Post-it notes that say the city's top priority should be building more affordable housing. Two women at one of the tables discuss why. If it keeps going on like this, we will all end up living under a bridge, says one. This concern isn't just limited to Roseland. According to the city of Santa Rosa, around 73% of residents who filled out a survey about the plan said that housing and homelessness are their top concerns. Marina, who asked me not to use her last name, agrees.
A lot of people work 14 or 15 hour days and still can't pay the rent. Or they pay the rent by making other sacrifices. I'd like to see more low-income apartments and a shorter waiting list for those apartments. I've been on the list for 3 years and they still haven't called me.
I asked Gustafson how long it will take for the community to see results from their feedback.
I think many of the ideas are already incorporated into the general plan, things like housing and civic spaces. Always the challenge is implementation. And when we do the general plan update, we will be looking at how can these ideas, these goals be implemented. And it's always going to be a matter of time and funding. We hope that through the general plan update, we will we'll sharpen our focus to understand how best to tackle the things that matter most today.
Another thing to note, Sonoma County is projected to be majority Latinx by 2050. Moving forward, there will likely be more of these meetings held in Spanish. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.